B-Pod Studios.
Because we have to welcome our next guest, Eric Carabel.
Eric Carabel is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, Eric, a day early. I assume you're ready for the weekend a day early, though.
Oh, we all are, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I'm not. but it's important that you are, so let's get right into it here. The Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings, a lot of choice entrees here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. Obviously, it's a very good defense they're playing, arguably the best they've played all season. You know, you don't expect a high-scoring game here. Kirk Cousins has actually had a lot of success against Philadelphia's defense in the past. Eagles secondary is still a mess, so I think Minnesota will be able to throw the ball. I think the Eagles will be able to throw the ball, too. The issue here is, can either team run the football? You know, the number one rusher against the Eagles this season is Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think Dalvin Cook has a monster game for the Vikings. But on the Eagles side, I mean, Jordan Howard can get 20 carries and end up with 50 yards. So the wide receivers are the ones you would want to align with here. But what Eagles receiver other than Zach Ertz? So I've got Wentz ahead of Kirk Cousins for fantasy. But Dalvin Cook still is a very good play. No Eagles running back is a good play. Adam Thielen, the best play of all the receivers, and then obviously Zach Ertz.
All right. What matchups are delicious to you this week?
Well, obviously New England can do whatever they want with the Giants on Thursday night. It's kind of embarrassing. Giants have a rookie quarterback. They don't have a running back. They don't have their top receiver, the top tight end. New England can do what they want there. I'm eyeing this Carolina-Tampa Bay matchup on Sunday morning. Remember, people, get your lineups in early. There's a 9:30 a.m. game out in London. Tampa Bay's quarterback, Jameis Winston, drives us crazy. We don't know from week to week whether it'll be good Winston, bad Winston. On Carolina's side, obviously, Christian McCaffrey, a little bit of a back injury. We think he'll play. We think he'll play great, but you never really know for sure. That's the matchup to watch, along with Houston, Kansas City, where the top two quarterbacks go at it.
Okay. There's a couple of quarterbacks that intrigue me because of the teams they're playing. Matt Ryan, who's a 300-yard guy anyway, at Arizona, and Prescott against the New York Jets.
Yeah, and in both cases, these should be top five quarterbacks. Matt Ryan's team never wins, but it's not his fault. In fact, we like the fact that defense is so bad because Ryan literally throws for 300 yards and a touchdown or two every single week. We'll have no problems this week. But Kyler Murray will get his as well because, again, Atlanta can't defend at all. And Prescott the past 2 weeks has not been good. But the Jets, as we saw, not a very good team, bad on defense. I actually think the Jets win this game, to be honest with you. Sam Darnold can play. He's a decent quarterback, and I think the Jets will be able to let Le'Veon Bell run free in this game, but Prescott will get his as well. That's a high-scoring game, Jets and Dallas, like 30-27.
Yeah, the Jets can beat the Cowboys this weekend.
Absolutely, I think the Jets can beat the Cowboys. I think Prescott will get his numbers, and Ezekiel Elliott may have some trouble because the Jets stopped the run. Again, Eagles did not run well in the Jets, but I think Darnold makes all the difference. They didn't have a professional quarterback last week. That's my upset special of the week.
Wow, okay. Here's the question, because everybody's in love with Gardner Minshew. So the question is, does this guy start Gardner over Wentz this week?
You can make the case, actually. I mean, Minnesota's defense is good enough that you can make the case, and I just want to make sure here what I have. I have Wentz 10 and Minshew 11. So how about that? I actually think you can make the case for Minshew, of course.
All right. Booney, our producer at NBC Sports Philly. How much of a role will Chiefs wide receiver Byron Pringle have against the Texans?
Well, he probably won't have much of one at all if Tyreek Hill plays, if Sammy Watkins plays. Pringle's been the guy because everybody else has either been hurt or inconsistent. You can make the case for just about any Kansas City wide receiver you want, and Pringle has done a couple things. But if Tyreek Hill returns, and we expect he will, that kind of means that Pringle probably won't do much.
All right. Brandon tweets in, Matt Breida, Calvin Ridley in his flex PPR league.
In a general sense, it's always the running back. He gets more touches. And even with Tevin Coleman back for San Francisco, Breida had a monster game against the very overrated Browns. I would play Breida.
All right. Fats Waller tweets in, Wentz or Kyler Murray?
It's Murray. Murray's a top 10 quarterback for sure this week against Atlanta.
Oof. Okay. Will Fuller or Calvin Ridley from Dave?
Yeah, I mean, people are going to overrate what Fuller did last week with the big touchdowns and the 200 yards. I'd still play him over Ridley because Ridley's not a guy who gets a lot of catches. So that's the issue there. So I would play Fuller. And by the way, Kyler Murray's the number 7 quarterback for the season because of his legs. So he's worthy.
All right, so Johnny Troy, Baker Mayfield versus Seattle or Minshew versus New Orleans?
It's not Baker. It's not him. He's had one decent game. I've had enough. I'm not saying I'm dumping him in a standard league, but Minshew's a better option than Baker Mayfield, and there's no question about it.
All right. Should I give Mike Williams another shot, tweets in book, or take a play on Golden Tate?
I don't see a whole lot of upside with Golden Tate either this week or for the rest of the season, not in that offense. He's a slot guy. Mike Williams is a touchdown guy. Had 10 last year. We thought he'd regress. Not to zero. Mike Williams still will get at least 5 touchdowns this season.
All right, Darren, Cortland Sutton or Juju this week? 1 point PPR.
Yeah, you can make a case for Sutton. He's been the it guy for the past couple of weeks. I won't. I'll still take Juju. It doesn't really matter to me who Pittsburgh's quarterback is this week. I know it's crazy, but Juju's always open. And I like Juju's matchup.
All right, interesting couple quarterback questions here. Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
I think I have them 2 and 3. You can go either way. I would probably play Watson here.
All right, Bob, Stafford against the Packers or Prescott against the Jets? I think you've already answered that.
I think it's Dak. I mean, I don't think Stafford's a good play at all. I mean, Green Bay's defense, we saw, that's a very good defense. I would not play Stafford here.
All right, flex position question. Who do I start? Brandon Cooks, Mohamed Sanu, Tevin Coleman?
Yeah, Cooks has done really very little for the Rams. We used to acknowledge the 3 Rams receivers all in the same spot. Not anymore. Cooper Kupp clearly better. I'd play Tevin Coleman here. He looked great in that game last week.
All right.
I expect him to have another good game.
All right, Sealy, Jameis Winston, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I mean, Winston just drives us insane. But I still have him ranked ahead of Garoppolo. Rams gave up a lot of stuff to Winston a couple of weeks ago, but I don't expect that to happen again. I'd still go Winston.
All right. Brian, in a half-point PPR league, Miles Sanders, Chris Thompson, or Marvin Jones in the flex?
It's Thompson. You know, Washington throws to him quite a bit. I don't know what Sanders' role is, but it wouldn't matter for this week because the Vikings are so good against the run. So Chris Thompson, to me, with all those receptions, 5 or 6 a week, he gets the nod.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.